There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's get some conversations running this morning here on the agenda, as that's what we're all about. WhatsApp Forward is doing the rounds at the moment here in the UAE, claiming that temperatures will rise to 50 degrees Celsius and above over the next few days. If you receive the notification, do not pass it amongst your friends, as it is a fake. It has been issued allegedly by those that are trying to cause problems. That's according to WhatsApp Forward itself says it comes from the Civil Defence Command, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Environment, a ministry that doesn't actually exist. The message includes a list of do's and don'ts residents must follow during summer in the UAE. The alert talks about the dangers of filling car tanks to the maximum capacity during the summer months. Filling fuel tanks to their full capacity does not have any risk, as tanks are designed to withstand the pressure build-up due to heat during summer months. Another myth addresses concern about filling the car fuel in the evening. It is safe to refuel your car in the morning and afternoon. Contrary to assumptions, residents need to take care to not leave a water bottle in the car, as it can be a fire risk. On a sunny day, the sun shining through the window and through the full water bottle can work as a magnifying glass. The water inside the bottle concentrates the light and heat to one spot and can create flames on your car's seat. Listen, these are all myths. They're doing the rounds at the moment. There are certain cases out there that might claim that these are the case. But if you have been received this WhatsApp, as I said, the authorities are, of course, asking you not to pass it on amongst your friends, as it is and has been deemed a fake. That said, it is just the latest in a number of WhatsApp frauds that are doing the rounds at the moment, WhatsApp forwards and frauds, to try and capitalize on certain times of years and certain activities. And certainly the summer months are exactly that. So that's got us thinking here in the Agenda studio. We're asking you for your heat life hacks this morning, trying to dispel the summer myths and rumors doing the rounds, and asking you for your tips on how to beat the heat, suggestions on how to deal with extreme heat. No big surprise, but in this first half hour, we want to ask you for your personal experiences of the heat, how you control it, but also how you can keep cool, calm and collective during the warmer months. There are all sorts of suggestions doing the rounds out there, and one that caught my eye is a growing trend among a number of people. Botox. Now, obviously, you mentioned the word Botox. A lot of people think about your face, but would you ever consider putting Botox in your armpit? Katie Price has taken her love of Botox to a whole new level, apparently. The TV star is now having it injected into her armpits in a bid to stop sweating. It's been reported and pays anything upwards of £500 sterling for a session. Whilst the treatment is usually used by sufferers of excessive sweating condition, hyperhidrosis, 37-year-old Katie doesn't have this and simply has the procedure as a cosmetic aesthetic treatment. A user can reportedly remain sweat-free for up to a year after having just one session, which begs the question here in the studio as we start this conversation and ask you to contribute your thoughts. Surely sweating is good. Isn't that the whole purpose of sweating, Sonal, is that you're trying to get rid of excessive fluids in your body, and the bad bits come out through sweat as well?
Yeah, if you don't sweat, aren't you essentially overheating and then you just pass out, presumably? But sure. I guess if you're only restricting it from one area of your body, that's probably fine. I just don't know why you wouldn't just use deodorant. It seems easier.
There's all sorts of summer myths as well out there, like the fact you can catch a cold from air conditioning. Can you? Any drink will hydrate you on a hot day. Can it? You can't get a sunburn on a cloudy day. Can you or can't you? Butter soothes sunburn. Just all these things. What are the things that you've grown up when it comes to summer myths? Zach, you grew up here in this part of the world, didn't you?
Yes.
You were very conscious. I mean, what changed for you during the summer months? Obviously, it's hot. You can't get away from that heat. It's part and parcel of where we live. Was there a sort of a change in lifestyle for you?
Well, for me, unfortunately, I'm someone that sweats a lot, regardless of what time of year it is. So I've just learned to deal with it from a very early stage, and I just wear clothes that don't reveal or don't show any sweat stains. I always stay as cool as I can, try to be as clean as I can, definitely wear deodorant, and I always actually carry around a little piece of cologne with me.
Nice. Okay. So those are great bits of advice. And I'd like to deal with this one. Obviously, we're talking about people's lifestyles, but I want to talk about the sweating thing. As yucky as it might be for a number of people out there, come on, it's a reality at this time of year. I, like you, as somebody who can get a bead on, I get a bit of a bead on. I won't lie. It's something that I've. But it's not just here as well. It's something that I had back in London when I was growing up there as well. When I'm playing sport, I am regarded as a prolific sweater and could break out at the least exertion as well. And it's something you sort of deal with. It's something you get on with. How do I combat it here at this time of year? Because I've become very conscious of it. You know, I do a lot of public engagements. I do a lot of bits and pieces, even when I'm just out and about. And I will invariably wear a collared shirt each and every day. And you will see sweat come through that shirt. So how do you deal with it? I have tried just about everything. I tried the vests. Have you tried vests?
No, definitely not. But I hear you wear linen.
I'm wearing linen today. I've worn a bit of linen in the past as well.
I mean, it's pretty revealing. It all shows.
I mean. It's interesting because I don't wear linen every day. But what I do is wear light shirts. And I've tried dark shirts in the past, but then I just find you're overheating. And, you know, you're just masking the sins that live beneath or whatever. You know, you might as well just deal with it. And I sort of deal with it head on. And I always carry around a couple of shirts in the car just
in case.
That's
pretty smart. But I also agree in the sense that, I mean, I'm wearing white today. Yeah. When it becomes really hot and in the summer, I always stick to light colors.
Yeah.
I think we need Zach to style you in a sweatproof way.
Okay.
I think that's what needs to happen here. You. He seems to have this down.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think he might well have that. Yeah, I need to ditch the light blue shirts. It's sort of, you know, you're shooting yourself in the foot, aren't you, if you've had a proclivity to sweat at the best of times. But listen, I just want to ask people out there, how do you deal with it as well? And is it something that you are conscious of? Is it something that you are that makes you nervous? And I think that's part and parcel of it. Those that sweat, and sweat can be part, a byproduct, if you like, of being nervous. And does it make you nervous in a situation, and therefore does that add to the problem for you, and how do you deal with that problem here in the UAE? I'm always marvel at the number of people you see, especially at this time of year, from all different nationalities, specifically Emiratis and those that were born and have been raised here in the UAE, of how cool, calm, collective and composed they continue to be at this time of year. So what are the secrets to that? A lot of people are sharing their thoughts already on today's talker, which is how do you deal with the summer heat, both in your home, in your car, in your office, in your character, with your pets, in your day-to-day business, but also personally as well. And as much as you like it or don't like it, we're talking sweat this morning as well. A lot of people are sharing their thoughts on how they deal with sweating during the summer. This one from Chris out there saying, I know some friends who sweat from the hands, from their feet, from their head, their armpits. Just depends. I sweat from the head mostly, and my body seems to be reactive once I get self-conscious about it. Anxious, I've been told. I heard of people taking beta blockers before presentations and the like. Antiperspirants are also available by prescription, but are of little use for head sweating. For the extremity issues, there are procedures where they sever the sympathetic nerves to relieve it, with the possible side effect of compensation sweating in other body parts. Stay away from coffee, rich foods, and stimulants make it worse for me. Chris, thanks very much indeed for that. We got Sonal in the studio as well, working through a couple of the other suggestions, sweat and otherwise.
Mona says, try being a female sweater. It's so hard. I have to head straight to the bathroom to wipe off when I get indoors.
Oh, nice.
Dev has said, is it true that going in and out of the AC can make you sick? My mother always insisted on this when I was growing up. So that's a question we'll try to address. And Jan has said, so many of those fake messages go around. It's really hard to understand what the right advice is. I still can't figure out if filling up the tank the full way makes a difference.
This is another one from Bob, who's been in touch, saying, Tom, it's not just me, all right, Bob? Okay, whatever you think out there, this is just a general conversation. It says, Tom, are you putting on your deodorant or your shirts right after your shower? Who said I showered? Bob. Your body is still quite hot after the shower, says Bob. You should shave your armpits. Nope. Either completely or buzz them down, apparently, says Bob, to stubble. In the shower, actually scrub that area with soap and water. And bring the shower to cold before you get out and wash your hair out, as it's also very good for it. Bob, thanks for your advice this morning. There are those of us that are just, well, we're more sweaty than others, but there are those out there as well who don't sweat. Alastair Cook is the former England cricket captain, the Test cricket captain, a man who has spent the majority of his life in and on cricket fields under severe conditions around the world. One way that he deals with batting for an entire day in searing heat is the fact that he doesn't sweat. The England opener says that he really doesn't sweat that much. He only wears one pair of gloves all day, whilst other batsmen can actually change their gloves variously. He says he has a condition. It's not been classed as a medical condition to him. It's never been a problem for him, where he just doesn't really sweat as much as any of his other teammates. Let's get a medical perspective on this one. We are now joined by Dr. Kate Jordan of the Valiant Clinic here in Dubai, UK trained consultant in family medicine with a special focus on sports medicine. Kate, thanks so much indeed for joining us this morning.
No problem. Nice to be here.
Let's just deal with that first one, the Alastair Cook situation. Are there those of us out there that sweat less or nothing compared to others?
Yeah, there absolutely are. I mean, as with everything in life, there are end of spectrum. There are people who sweat a lot more and people who sweat a lot less. It's unusual in a sports person for that kind of person to be sweating less, as usually people who are used to doing sports tend to be a little bit more effective at sweating. Although sweating is inconvenient for sure, it's actually a very useful and effective method of lowering our body temperature, and we need to do it. It's helpful for us.
You've worked with a number of international teams. As I said, you have a special focus on sports medicine. Team GB as one of the team doctors at the Rio Olympics, also British swimming that you've worked with as well, world rugby included. I mean, in terms of sweat overall, I mean, a lot of us outside of sports and a lot of us in day-to-day life can see sweat as a bad thing. Is sweat bad or is it good?
No, sweat is good. sweat is the most effective method we have of lowering our body temperature. And to be honest, if we didn't sweat at all, we'd be in real trouble. Sweat is a way of reducing heat by water evaporating off the skin. And we've probably all in Dubai experienced what happens when we have a very humid day. We're not able to do that, so that exchange of heat off the skin doesn't work when it's humid. The air is already saturated with water, so the sweat from the skin can't evaporate. And certainly a short run that might feel nice and easy when the heat index is low and the humidity is low can be absolutely exasperating when the heat index and the humidity is high. So certainly sweat is good, and it's a really important method of keeping our core and body temperature as low as it needs to be for our brain to function normally.
Moving away from the sort of sporting arena to the lifestyle arena and the quest for the perfect composure, a body beautiful as well, this rising trend of people, or is it a rising trend, or is this just a rumour of people Botoxing their armpits to avoid sweaty pit syndrome?
Yeah, Botox is a recognised treatment. It's a recognised treatment for hyperhidrosis, which means excessive sweating. It doesn't tend to be used for people who sweat normally. Now, that's a question you could argue, well, how do I know whether I sweat normally or not? There is no clear test for that. And doctors would tend to be guided by the patient's experience. So if something is changing or restricting somebody's life, well, then we can be pretty happy that is maybe excessive. But Botox has been approved since 2004. It was first approved in the US for hyperhidrosis. It uses a protein that temporarily blocks a chemical that turns on the sweat glands. And it only works in the area where the Botox has been injected. It's very a shallow injection underneath the skin. But the medical evidence is very good for it. You know, over 80% of patients would experience a reduction in sweat by up to 90% from what they were experiencing before. It's a temporary fix, though. It can last up to 12 months. Some studies say up to 14, but it's something that you would need to have done repeatedly. So yes, it's around. Studies show that it's pretty safe. But what I would kind of caution if you're somebody who sweats normally is although sweating is an inconvenience for sure, but it's also important, particularly while we live in the desert. So I would, if it's a real problem for somebody, then certainly that's something to consider. But I wouldn't suggest the whole population goes and gets their armpits Botox, to be honest.
Not just yet. Don't all take a leaf out of Katie Price's book at the moment. Let's just quickly move, if we can, to the summer overall. I mean, no big surprise. It's not rocket science. We, as you mentioned, we live in the desert. It gets hot in the summer, as it does elsewhere around the world during summer months as well. What's your advice when you've got clients coming in, when you've got families coming in to your clinic and asking how to sort of, do we need to change our lifestyles during the summer, be that just day-to-day lifestyle and also our sports regime?
I think we're pretty lucky where we live that we have the luxury of air conditioning. People, I'm sure, will echo my sentiments that in countries where they're maybe not so prepared for the heat and air conditioning isn't so common, it's much more difficult to cool down. So in Dubai, there is always somewhere where we can go and cool down. And so my advice during the summer is that we make use of that for sure. I also tend to advise my patients to really make sure that they're careful of their drinking. So our advice to athletes when we're away at competitions is to monitor their pee. Now, it's not a very glamorous thing to do, but it's very important and helpful in knowing how well hydrated we are. So pee in the morning should be looking kind of straw-coloured. If it's that fluorescent yellow, then you know that you're not hydrated enough. The other thing that you can do, and I wouldn't recommend you do this all the time, but if you are exercising outside, is weighing yourself before and after exercise can just give you a little bit of a clue as to how much sweat you might be losing when you're exercising, and therefore how much you need to replenish in terms of fluids. I certainly advise all my patients to take fluids out with them, to avoid alcohol and caffeine as much as possible during the summer months, because we know that they are diuretic, so they increase the amount of water that we lose and can dehydrate us because of that. There's loads of really kind of technical pieces of clothing on the market for sweat and for cooling, but really as good as anything is just a loose, breathable top with some UV protection. So really, you know, just dialing it back a little on your exercise inside as much as you can. Hydration is important. I guess the other thing I haven't mentioned is pre-cooling. That's something we tend to use with athletes a fair bit, where you either wear a cooling vest or you go into a cold place or you drink a cold drink before exercise. And there's some good evidence for that in the tolerance of heat that can come after doing that. Probably the easiest thing for us to do outside of the elite sport environment is to drink some cold water with ice in, so almost like a kind of slushy consistency. There's some good evidence that about half a litre of that drank before exercise can really increase your tolerance to the heat and allow the body to cope a little bit better.
Kate, some brilliant advice. Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Have yourself a lovely summer, whatever you are up to. We'll be in touch very, very soon. But for now, Dr. Kate Jordan, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Lovely to chat to Kate Jordan there. Dr. Kate Jordan of the Valiant Clinic here in Dubai, a UK trained consultant in family medicine with a special focus on sports medicine, and a very impressive CV with some of the major sporting organisations that she's worked with in the past. Kate, thank you very much indeed for that. Eating garlic will keep mosquitoes away during the summer months. That's one of the rumours doing the rounds as well. Is there anything in that? No, apparently not. It's a myth. And thanks very much indeed to Dr. Kate Jordan for joining us a little earlier on. There is medical background to the whole idea of Botoxing your armpits, as was mentioned a little earlier on. So Katie Price, as was mentioned earlier in the show, is not completely bonkers, but as was Dr. Kate Jordan was saying there, not everybody should be heading down to their clinic and asking for this just because they're getting a little sweaty at the moment. It's called the summer, it's called heat, and it sort of goes with the territory. Sonal's having a look through some of them. What are they saying?
Well, we have a listener who's written, "I'm an excessive sweater, and nothing is more annoying than hearing people complain about wiping just a drop or two off their forehead." Donna has said, "I've lived here for 3 years, but now I'm pregnant and finding the heat so much more unbearable than before. It's making me dizzy, nauseous, and grumpy." Kathy, meanwhile, has said, sweating, hot weather, high humidity is the killer. Spare a thought for the outdoor workers. Many have no days off and so little time to recover from heat exposure.
Cheers, Kathy. Thanks also to Dr. Asra Rashid, who's been in touch. Doctor, thank you, saying regards to your program this morning. Sweating is an important safety mechanism for control of body temperature. To discuss more, then feel free to give us a buzz. He is an intensive care consultant at Mediclinic, so we will try and get in touch with Dr. Rashid a little later on in the show. And just one sort of public announcement, if you like, because that's what we like to do, certainly on a Thursday morning, is be something of a community board for you out there. This is from Kiza, who's over in Jebel Ali Village, saying, I live in a single-story villa. There's an overhead plastic water tank. In summers, the water is 50 Celsius, the water, that is, any day or any part of the day or night. And this is overdrying everyone's skin in the family. Any solution to the cool tank? Try putting a net over, but no relief. Is there a cheap way to electrically cool the water in the overhead tank?
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.